From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was sworn into office Monday for a five-year term, assuming sweeping new executive powers and pledging to build a strong country.
Yeni dönemde Türkiye...
He pledged to take the country further in every area, from the economy to basic rights and liberties. In unveiling his cabinet, Mr. Erdogan appointed his son-in-law as the country's finance minister. Middle East Institute scholar David Mack, a former ambassador, said there's no guarantee Mr. Erdogan can effectively improve the country's economic prospects.
Regrettably, no chief executive, no matter how much power he has, can be assured of setting his country on the path to economic success. Economies are notoriously difficult to control. The Turkish economic system is at a very delicate stage.
Inflation is surging, the currency weakening, and Turkey's current account deficit is widening. In Nigeria, the main opposition parties agreed to form an alliance to field a candidate to face incumbent President Muhammadu Buhari in next year's election. A splinter group from the ruling All Progressives Party joined nearly 40 other parties to form the alliance to challenge the 75-year-old former military ruler. Meanwhile, the army released more than 180 children after clearing them of any ties to the Sunni insurgency, Boko Haram. The children aged 7 to 18 were released in the northeast city, Maiduguri. The son of former South African President Jacob Zuma has been released on bail after a court appearance in which he was charged with corruption. Dudu Zane Zuma's case will be heard in January. He's expected to contest the charges. His father was forced to resign earlier this year amid allegations of corruption and mismanagement. This is VOA News. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson resigned Monday amid disagreement in the cabinet over the nation's pending exit from the European Union. He said Prime Minister Theresa May's plans to maintain close ties with Brussels amounts to a semi-Brexit, with Britain heading toward the status of colony. Johnson's replacement is Jeremy Hunt, while Dominic Raab took over from Brexit Minister David Davis, who quit Sunday.
We want to get the best deal with our EU friends and partners, but we are also going to step up the preparations for no deal in case the spirit of pragmatism and compromise that we've extended is not reciprocated.
Britain continues negotiations with Brussels over its departure from the EU, which is expected in 9 months. President Donald Trump late Monday nominated Federal Appeals Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the 9-member U.S. Supreme Court.
My judicial philosophy is straightforward. A judge must be independent and must interpret the law, not make the law. A judge must interpret statutes as written, and a judge must interpret the Constitution as written, informed by history and tradition and precedent.
Kavanaugh must be confirmed by a divided Senate to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. President Trump, in a tweet, voiced confidence North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would honor what he called the denuclearization contract they signed in Singapore last month, but he cautioned China may seek to undermine the deal over trade frictions. He added, "I hope not." Secretary Pompeo, on his way to the Middle East and Europe Monday, made an unannounced stop in Afghanistan and met with President Ashraf Ghani. Later, at a joint news conference, the top American diplomat pronounced the Trump administration's South Asia strategy, sending the Afghan people and security forces a message of support.
The strategy has sent a clear message, too, to the Taliban. They cannot wait us out. And we're beginning to see the results both on the battlefield, where the Taliban's momentum is slowing, and in the prospects for peace with them.
Pompeo lauded Mr. Ghani's peace overtures to the Taliban, expressing willingness to take part in peace talks. On the eve of his departure for a NATO summit in Brussels Tuesday, President Trump repeated his call for NATO partners to contribute more to their own defense, insisting the U.S. is spending far more than other NATO members. Israel Monday announced it's closing the main cargo crossing point with Gaza after a repeated launching of kites and balloons containing burning rags that have set fires in southern Israel. Hamas spokesman Hazem Qassem condemned the move as a crime against the Palestinian people. The Karim Shalom crossing will remain open for some humanitarian goods. In Syria, pro-government forces have laid siege to the rebel-held city of Daraa after consolidating their hold on land leading to the Jordanian border. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.